Kua tai, te wā mō Scorpio Book Spotlight e arotake ana I ngā puka puka pāpai.
Yes, that's right. It is time for the Scorpio Books Spotlight, one of my favourite segments of the week. Now, I'm absolutely delighted to have Sarah in the studio with me. Good morning.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
I'm so good.
But you're looking lovely today. This jacket, by the way, is very nice.
Oh, thank you. It is from my best friend's closet. Stolen, in fact.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, that makes it even better.
Yeah.
I love a bit of theft. not that Scorpio Books endorses thieving.
No.
Anyway, tell me, book today, Spotlight. What do we got?
Book, reading, great, yes.
Yes.
Love. Right, so the start of this year, I was tossing it up. What am I going to read?
Yeah, right,
and
right.
And this most stunning, beautiful, aesthetic book cover looked at me across the room.
Oh, yeah, cool.
This neon green, it's Melissa Broder's Death Valley.
Death Valley, that's not the loveliest name either.
Not the loveliest name, but a lovely wee book.
Oh, good, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's a super easy read. If you like grief, but also fever dream, surrealist, creepy books.
Wow, okay.
The perfect summer read,
yeah,
honestly.
Yeah.
So Melissa Broder is like kind of the queen of surrealism, basically.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so she's got a couple other novels like Milk Fed, Pisces, stuff like this. But she's got this super unique voice where she's kind of like, is this reality? Are you making it up? Is it a metaphor? Let's figure it out together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so she actually wrote this particular book, Death Valley, to process the grief of her father passing. Super dark, super sad. But she basically rolls grief, depression, and the need for parental approval into this, like, massive, poignant, and darkly, like, hilarious book.
Mm.
Yeah, so, if, like, you go from one point, she's, like, hiking through the desert, having a moment, she's never hiked in her life, and the next moment, she's being breastfed Dr. Pepper by a giant cactus.
Okay.
And it's crazy, but then it all makes perfect sense.
Right. I will believe you in this, that it makes sense. I believe that it takes some skilled writing to get there.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
She's the master of taking you on that journey.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
The next moment you're like having these beautiful thoughts about what is love really? Is love words or is it actions?
Yeah, right.
Is it like endurance? Like all these kind of things. Because in the book, her husband is like, her husband has this chronic illness, has for like 10 years, and her dad is like in a coma in the hospital, and she's trying to just deal with all these emotions and these horrible thoughts, and she's trying to run away from herself.
Right,
right. And she's kind of using these weird dramatic visuals to kind of process that.
Okay.
So it's so strange.
Yeah, that's really, so it's like all that death in her family, is that the death of Death Valley?
Kind of.
Okay.
It's definitely like she goes out there to escape and pretends it's for some different reason.
Mm.
But she goes out there and she goes on this massive journey. And it turns into like a desert survival story. She gets lost in the desert.
Right. Oh,
she's
okay.
Never hiked in her life. She's got a muffin and a water bottle, downs it in the first hour. You know, she's there for a couple
yeah,
days.
Right, amateur.
But then, yeah, like it's like the death of the grief story ends there. Because she does get out slow.
Yeah,
like,
right,
good on her.
Right.
Which is like not actually a spoiler. It's all on the back of the book. But it's all about the journey you go on with
yeah,
her. But
yeah,
like,
right, right.
Yeah, no. I guess it is the death of Death Valley. Yeah.
Oh my God. But this book sounds so deep. And like, like, is it a difficult read?
No, and that's the thing. Is
oh,
Melissa
wow, okay.
is this super intellectual writer. But everything she writes is super accessible and understandable.
Like, wow, that's a really difficult balance to strike.
Yeah,
but
like, there's no
it?
Point I'm reading it. I'm like, oh my God, she's like some philosophy crazy girl off on this.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, of course. And that can be really like tiresome to read as well.
Yes, exactly. But no, like it's quite a short book. Like it's only 200 and something pages.
Oh, right, okay.
Couple days.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, right.
You could be a slow reader and you'll still zip through it. Like it's definitely worth
it. Oh, sure, okay.
But yeah.
And so this book's out now?
It is. We've got lots of them in stock.
Okay.
And it's very similar to, like, if you like Mona Awad or, like, anything like that, kind of just a little bit cray-cray books. Yeah, lots of them in stock. And beautiful on your bookshelf.
Yeah, that is part of it. They're going to look pretty. But did you read this and, like, yeah, like, feel better about yourself? I know that's a weird question to ask.
I felt more human.
Oh, wow.
Like, I definitely read it and I was like, every feeling that you have is okay.
Wow.
It's, like, part of the journey and it's just very, like, humbling of, like, you can be a horrible person, you can feel all these horrible things, but at the end of the day, that's just kind of what it means to be alive and to love people.
Okay.
So it was good, yeah, yeah. You feel good at the end, for sure.
I mean, I guess you want that with the book, don't you? That's a good result.
Take me on the roller coaster of life.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, totally, totally.
End it on a smooth stop right there.
Like, you can take me where you like, just... leave me at the end somewhere nice.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
so, right, this book's in store.
Mm-hmm.
Just ask staff once you're there, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was one of our Inklings titles of the summer.
Oh, yeah.
So cool. It's on this big table at the front of the store.
Yeah, great.
Heaps of them in stock. Ask a staff member. Would love to chat to you about it.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And how is Scorpio Books anyway?
Scorpio is thriving. We've got our Blind Date with a Book out at the moment.
Wait, with hold the on. Blind Date with a Book.
So it's Valentine's Day this week. So what we
tomorrow.
Oh, true. Tomorrow. Crazy. Yeah. So what we've done is we've like taken a bunch of books that are like at quite a high value, maybe $45 plus, 20, something like that. But we bring them all down to $20. We wrap them up in brown paper and make them all cute. And we give a little synopsis.
I think I've seen you guys doing this before. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you can't judge a book by its cover, which is what I'm chronic for.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just read the synopsis, buy it for someone else, buy it for yourself, and have a little moment.
Oh, I love that idea.
Yeah, that's
brilliant. It's brilliant. And you could be surprised by what you enjoy reading,
oh,
you know?
For sure. Like, I bought one last year, and I was like, this is the strangest book ever, but I loved it.
Yeah.
Never would have picked it. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
brilliant.
For sure.
Oh, well, hey, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Of course, of course.
It's only your second time here, I believe.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Ooh,
not bad. Yeah, fresh. yeah, hey, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Really keen on this book. I like something a bit obscure, so definitely my vibe there. What are you up to today?
What am I up to?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm working full-time today, the whole day.
Oh, yeah.
And then I actually fly off to Wellington. So, you know.
Oh, for, like, a wee holiday?
For a wee wedding.
Oh,
love,
a wedding.
Love, a wedding in Valentine's week.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a wedding this weekend as well, actually. It makes me feel old. Do you feel that way? Like,
oh, for sure.
Yeah. Like,
everyone's getting married, having babies. What's going on?
Yeah, horrible, isn't it?
Jeez, slow down.
Just stop it. And on that note, we're done. Thank you so much.
Brilliant. Thanks for having me.